Wow. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Song of the Day. We're definitely going to try to do something patriotic. We're going to do Most Patriotic Song in honor of September 11th. So make sure you have our number to text in when you hear all the songs. It's 52140, and you'll text the word song, S-O-N-G. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Today, speaking of September 11th, is 18 years since our country came under attack in 2001. Coming up at 8:46 a.m., we will have a moment of silence in remembrance of Flight 11 crashing into World Trade Center number 1. I want to know what you guys think about this, and you'll have to see the actual photo on Joe's Need to Know News, the blog. A teenage girl from Anchorage, Alaska, was wearing a high school-issued bathing suit. So the school issued it to her. She didn't pick it out herself. And her swimming victory was taken away for, quote, exposing too much butt cheeks, or buttocks, I should say. The 17-year-old girl won the state championship in the 100-meter freestyle last Friday, but she was disqualified after a referee claimed that she could see butt cheek touching butt cheek. Because of the bathing suit, coaches have slammed the decision for being racist and sexist, and they're looking into it. But let me repeat, she won the state championship, and they took it from her because they're saying the swimsuit was inappropriate. And I guess that's one of the rules in there.
But it was a school-issued suit, so that makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like she's like, well, I found this, and this
yeah,
will have
like
to
she
do.
She grabbed her string bikini and just went to town. No.
You can actually see the suit. We'll post it up there on Joe's Need to Know News to let us know what you think. Apple unveiled their new phones yesterday, and here's what you can expect. It's got better cameras that feature multiple lenses for wide-angle shots. Have you guys seen this thing yet? It looks
not
like
yet.
The eye machine at the optometrist where it's like switching between the is this better?
Weird. What's it called?
It is the iPhone 11 Max or something like
okay.
that, and it's going to be available soon. It also say that it has longer battery life. They also introduced a new feature called Slowfies. Those are slow. Those are selfie videos in slow motion. Who would want that? Would you want a Slowfie?
I'd have to try it.
I feel like there's going to be all these Instagram thoughts, like just slowly shaking their booty or their cleavage.
I mean, I get bored easily, so I like new features. I like new things. Yeah,
you'll be the queen of Slowfies in no time.
Maybe we'll see.
And this will be interesting. Apple TV Plus. They announced that. That's going to be the company's upcoming video service. They're going to come out with November 1st. It'll be $5 a month. So I guess they're going to kind of maybe go after like Netflix and Hulu. So maybe this will be a good deal for $5.
I feel like I should just get rid of my cable because I got cable now. I realized I never, ever, ever hardly watch TV because I don't have time.
I cut the cord. I got rid of cable, and I have just like over-the-air TV, which you can get a lot of things locally. But now the prices go up on Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming things where it's like, wait, what's cheaper? They got us, Mackenzie.
They got us. I remember I did get rid of HBO because I wanted to watch Big Little Lies, one show. When the season was over, I was like, I don't need HBO anymore.
I think a lot of people did that for Game of Thrones.
They're
like, I'm out.
Samesies.
Okay, speaking of computers and technology, would this be something you would want to have on your computer? A website is helping computer users improve their posture by showing a blurred screen when you start to slouch. I have the worst posture. Look at us. We're sitting up now.
Now we're all sitting up perfectly.
Chest out. Okay, you don't have to put your chest out that much, pork chop. Jeez. The site called Fix Posture uses a machine learning program to create a baseline of where a user's body part should be when assuming a good posture. The technology requires a camera connected to your screen, so they're going to see everything you're doing now.
I kind of like this, though, because we need to be reminded. Because I always see those cute little ladies hunched over, and it reminds me to just keep your shoulders back. Good posture.
I was like, what computer was this grandma on 50 years ago? What happened?
I know.
Straighten her out. Get her doing some yoga. And finally, I hate to see kids act up in school, but this is funny. These kids pranked their teacher with a broken TV. This happened in Tennessee. They pranked their teacher by putting the image of a broken screen on the classroom TV, and then they made like a big sound. Listen to this.
Bro, what you doing, bro?
Teacher comes in there. What's going on over here?
What did you do? Did you do that chair?
Listen to it. Did you do that chair? Because like it's one of those things like you do. We did this to Porkchop one time. We pranked him on his computer where you can do the background image of like a broken screen.
Right.
And that's what they did on this plasma TV.
How do you not mean to throw the chair? That's a plasma TV. I'm plasma TV.
That's funny. I mean, I love that.
At a station I worked at, when they did a prank on me, and like all these people changed their background to like collages of me, like, and it was just supposed to be weird. Like I wasn't supposed to see, and they were like stalkers, and it was so fun. It was really creepy.
Wait, okay. Does anybody believe that Mackenzie actually had this happen, or Mackenzie went around and did it herself? She's like, oh, how
and
did
by
I
all these people,
background?
I mean, like two funny dudes, like in the control room that were bored.
Yeah, they're like, well, we got nothing to do, so we'll just put pictures of Mackenzie up there.
They were pretty bored.
All right, you can check all this out. That's Joe's Need to Know News. We'll get it all together on the website and put a swipe up link up on our Instagram. So follow us. It's Radio Now AM Show.